The reading from the New Testament is Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. It can be found on page 1028 of your blue Bibles. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priest to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands, and then in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe, and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white like wool, as white as the snow. His eyes were like a flame of the fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun, shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead, but he laid his right hand on me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I had the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore, the things that you have seen, those that are and those that are to take place after this. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray. We pray that you would make this word come alive, God. We pray that it would translate into where we are right now. We pray that the things that you say would happen for those that have met you would happen in this community, would happen here tonight. And we pray it would happen to give testimony to who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this evening we want to begin this study of the New Testament book of Revelation. And as chapter 1 presents and contains some themes that basically will unfold in the rest of this book, I want to take opportunity tonight to talk about why I think it's worth our time to study this book. We'll probably be in this book for a couple months. You're busy people. You've got things to do. Life is short. Why spend time in this book? And I want to give you three whys and just jump right in. The first one is because the book of Revelation offers us grace. It offers grace to us. It seems like the book of Revelation is resigned to one of two fates. The first is being ignored. The second is obsession. I remember when I first became a Christian, I was part of a Bible study, an informal Bible study. This was in high school. And it seemed like every Bible study we had derailed into the book of Revelation, where we would then conjecture about how the latest news fit into its symbolism and things like that. And then there are others of us that have had little exposure or no exposure to this book. And maybe others of us that have tried to penetrate the book but have really come away, frankly, dissatisfied. You feel like, you know, my life is hard enough as it is. I struggle to get into the Bible. I come to this book. What does it mean? I have problems in my life. So my hope is, as we work through this book, we might address those two extremes. But more so, my hope is that we might be blessed. That's John's intention in verse 3. He says that we would read, hear, and be blessed. And that that blessing might express itself in grace to you from God himself. That's what he says in verse 4. That the book of Revelation would actually be grace from God himself to those that would hear and receive it. And really, this gets to a larger point that we in this community regularly try to put before us. This is the point of the entire Bible. The Bible is the story of God's revelation of how he intends to be gracious through his Son, Jesus Christ, his unique Son. And as I've said before, grace is not defined in the Bible like we often define it in the culture in our own lives. Typically, what we mean by grace is having composure under pressure, composure under fire. I remember when I went on a date in college, I think I was a freshman, and I went with this woman to a Fridays, and this particular Fridays had two levels. There was an upper level and a bottom level, and we were sitting on the top level, sort of over the railing, looking down on all the busyness and traffic. And as we were talking, just with the slightest movement of her elbow, she actually knocked the ketchup bottle off the table over the side, and it fell down and just exploded. And of course, my reaction, like anybody, was I looked over to make sure we hadn't killed anybody, and she didn't skip a beat. She didn't even acknowledge it had gone over. She just kept talking. And I thought, that's composure, right? Well, that's not what the Bible means by composure. In the Bible, grace has less to do with learning to keep your composure and more to do with losing the pretension of false composure, of hiding. One of the first expressions of sin you see with Adam and Eve in the Old Testament is what? They hide. And that expression makes its way into all of our lives every day. We're wonderful hiders of things. We hide our disappointment. We hide our bitterness. We hide our frustration under all sorts of things. Bravado, hard work, being charismatic, defensiveness. Grace is not the ability to hide. In fact, grace from the Bible's perspective is actually the God-given ability to come out.